Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood stoicism enthusiast. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, where we dive into those ancient wisdom teachings that are surprisingly relevant for navigating our modern messes. Today, we're talking about something truly powerful, self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just reacting on autopilot? You know that feeling when your emotions take the wheel and suddenly you're saying or doing things you later regret? That's where self-awareness comes in. It's like hitting the brakes, taking a step back, and observing what's actually going on inside before you react. Think of it like this. Our thoughts and emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. Sometimes they're gentle ripples, sometimes they're towering storms. Without self-awareness, we're just swept along by whatever comes our way. But with self-awareness, we become the calm observer on the shore, watching those waves rise and fall without getting tossed around. Now, you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? I mean, how do I even know what I'm feeling or thinking sometimes? Trust me, I get it. It takes practice, but the beauty is that every day is a new chance to start observing. Think of these five key takeaways as your self-awareness toolkit. 1. Name your emotions. The first step is simply labeling what you're feeling. Don't just say, I feel bad. Be specific. Are you frustrated, anxious, disappointed, or even just mildly annoyed? Putting words to your emotions makes them less powerful and gives you a chance to understand their source. 2. Identify your triggers. What situations or people tend to evoke strong emotional responses in you? Maybe it's public speaking, dealing with certain personalities, or even specific news headlines. Once you recognize your triggers, you can start developing strategies to manage them more effectively. 3. Pay attention to your body. Did you know that our physical sensations often precede and accompany our emotions? Notice if your heart is racing, your stomach is churning, or your muscles are tense. These physical cues can be powerful indicators of what's happening internally. 4. Challenge your thoughts. We all have those automatic negative thoughts that pop into our heads, the ones that say things like, I'm not good enough, or, this will never work. Learn to identify these thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who had this thought? 5. Practice mindfulness. This one's a game changer. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, your surroundings, and your internal experience. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and creating space for clarity and calm. Okay, so imagine this. You're at work, and your boss just handed you a huge project with a tight deadline. Your mind starts racing. Thoughts of, I can't handle this. This is going to be a disaster, start swirling around. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, classic stress response. But wait. Here's where self-awareness comes in. You pause for a second and say to yourself, hold on, what am I actually feeling right now? Is it just the stress of the deadline, or is there something else going on? Maybe you realize that you're also feeling insecure about your abilities. By acknowledging these feelings, you can start to address them constructively. You might choose to talk to your boss about your concerns, delegate some tasks, or simply take a few deep breaths to calm your nerves. So remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. It's about taking those small steps each day to understand yourself better and respond to life's challenges with more intention and clarity. And that's the magic of self-awareness. It empowers us to break free from autopilot and create a life that is truly ours. All right, my friends, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to boost your self-awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. And remember, keep practicing those detachment skills. We've got this. Until tomorrow, stay unbothered and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.